Hello, this is Najira Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Those are the voices of Nigerians queued up at ATM machines in some parts of Abuja, seeking the new Naira note. Finally, after such a long time, Nigerians are looking for the Naira note, a lot more than the dollar. It's 9 days to the new deadline put in place by the CBN to stop the use of the old 200, 500 and 1000 Naira note as a legal tender. And Nigerians are out hunting for the new note as banks are working round the clock to make it available. ATMs are crowded, banking halls are loaded as Nigerians are eager to get hold of the new legal tender before the February 10th deadline. How many Nigerians actually have enough Naira notes to take them through the day? Well, let's hear from some Nigerians.
I have seen the new Naira note. If I have it currently, I do not. And I don't think I've seen it for the past past week or past couple of days. When I tried withdrawing on Friday, I was told I would need to pay a hundred naira for each 1,000. So I wanted to withdraw 10,000. They said I was going to pay 11,000 for it. Yeah, that's from the POS. So that's what I was told, because he said he also paid to get it. So as a Nigeria, we're living in now.
My name is Adebinpe. Even me, I only have 1,000. And the 1,000 that I have saved, I finished spending it for me. Though I've seen it with others, but it's not mine. So only the 1,000 naira note itself has finished. Even when I want to withdraw from POS, I was given the old naira note. So I haven't. The new one that I got, I could remember when I went to greet one of my big aunts for New Year. The husband gave me the new naira. So I had to even keep it. Can you imagine? I kept it though. I kept the new naira note till on Friday when I know say sakpa don dey. Congo commot and where I keep on say this money, I must take and chop.
I am Tessie. At some point I did, but then I exchanged it again. I used all of it, so right now I think all the notes I have, they are all old notes. Did I have to pay extra to get Okay, I was to pay, because there was a time I went to withdraw via POS and they were demanding one amount like that. But I couldn't pay that amount. I just found an alternative. But I know a friend of mine who was charged 10%. Of his withdrawal, for withdrawal, 10%. He was going to withdraw 10,000 naira and he was charged 1,000 naira. I'm like, what is that? So yeah, that's how it has been.
Before the extension of the deadline for the new naira, because of the scare of the January 31st deadline at the time, on Saturday, I had to go to the ATM points to go get cash. And while I got to the ATM points around my area, it was like a marketplace with over 150 people. And I couldn't wait that long to access cash. Still at the ATM points, there were various operators giving out cash at very ridiculous prices. I myself had to pay 1,500 naira for 10,000 naira.
Those are some Nigerians speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You are welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we are asking the whereabouts of the new Naira note as Nigerians have gone hunting at various ATM machines and banks. Before we went on break, we spoke to some Nigerians who said getting access to the new Naira note have proven difficult as the ATMs are crowded and POS operators who happen to get access to it are giving it to Nigerians at an extra charge. How are the POS operators themselves getting access to the new note? Well, I went on the streets of Abuja to find out from some POS operators.
Hey, madam.
Good evening. I want withdraw.
Madam, no cash, wallahi. You know, get even new notes. Even old one, nothing there, wallahi, madam.
You know, see for bank. I be waiting upon.
You go see, chew for bank. Inside bank, they know they give money.
them outside queue too much.
Ah, so best no go see money collect today.
You don't want to collect 100,000. That's
the money. And only 100,000. But if you get new notes before, now new notes are defined, sir.
Yes, now, new notes. You get in the money, then you don't finish.
How will they withdraw the new notes, sir? How much will they charge?
They charge. It's 1,000 naira, 100 naira.
1,000 naira, 100 naira. Why?
Because the new note, they have to get.
Then they charge you inside bank, you where they carry a
come. Me, my boss, if somebody will take it, if you go give me, I go pay. That's what I believe.
Wait, you pay to collect the new notes?
Yes. If I see person
will send to this account.
So the one way you collect, that day you pay? The one way you collect from...
I pay some now from bank. Yesterday, I sent my brother inside my chama. We spent almost 3 hours. We got only 40,000.
And you paid me?
I paid transport, for money, for food. Everything. I give him 1,000 naira extra.
Well, I'm currently on the street of Abuja looking for where to make withdrawal of the new naira notes. The last POS vendor we saw has little or no access to the new naira notes. So let's still check for more if we'll see another POS vendor. How to withdraw? 2,000. Do you have the new notes?
Yes. But it's changed.
Change how?
200.
Okay, are you charging me separately for it?
Separately for
how much are you charging me for to withdraw 2,000?
200
naira. It's not 100 naira before.
But to get the money now, sir, it's very hard. If you see the ATM.
So how did you get?
You go early in the morning, you stand there. Maybe anytime they load the money inside the ATM. Before you get, maybe you come back around. Anytime depends, because if you get there, people are not much. Then you just join the queue. Depend anytime that you have it.
Have you bought before?
Yes.
You bought the money?
No.
Ah.
I can't buy you. Because they said the fake money is in circulation. So I'm scared of buying that one. I cannot buy. It's better I go to the ATM. Even if it's 20,000 I can get, it's better.
But let me not pack your change.
Okay.
Thank you. How to withdraw? Do you have new notes? 2,000. How much do you charge? Why?
You will not get it in. Yeah, you not, because they will start loading it by 11, 12, or so by that time.
In Gwarinpaye?
Unlike others, Abdulhamid tells us how he gets access to his money and give it to Nigerians at a regular rate.
I have some of them. I get them through deposits. Some people I came to deposit them, while others I got them from the ATM machine.
Have you been able to get enough to sustain your business?
No, it can't sustain. I lost a lot of customers before yesterday. But now it is a kind of fluent. Yesterday, anybody that comes wants money, he will ask for new one. If I don't have, he leaves.
So how have you been coping with the PO with ATM? They say the line is very long.
No, I go very early. No, negative.
So how do you do your withdrawal for the new notes? Is it the same amount as the old one?
Yeah, it's the same amount. Nothing changed.
You don't add money on top.
No.
Okay.
Those are some POS operators there telling us how they get access to the new Naira note. Why is the trend of Nigerians always looking for a way to extort themselves come up in situations like this? Let's hear from a public affairs analyst.
I know over the weekend, you know, there was quite a lot of anxiety across board that because the deadline, the January 31st deadline was fast approaching. You know, so, you know, in our communities where I live, you know, they refused to collect the old notes. So in the morning of our Saturday, I had to go around everywhere. The banks were not dispensing money at the ATM. So I had to go to a particular POS operator who actually was also lucky to have maybe, you know, gotten these new currencies, you know, on the previous Friday evening. So he was now giving it at the rate of 100 naira for 5,000. But as of that day, it was 200 naira pay 5,000. That's the charges. So I paid for the charges so that at least I have some money.
What's your take on this attitude of, you know, Nigerians always looking for a way to extort? Because we spoke to Nigerians who say that they've not had access to the money, and when they do, they are being asked to pay. Some people are paying 150 naira for 1,000, or they are paying 100 naira for 1,000 naira. And the POS operators themselves are saying that they are buying it. So as a public affairs analyst, what's your take on the attitude of Nigerians of always wanting to extort when such situations happen?
The issue of Nigerians, you know, taking advantage of every opportunity to extort fellow Nigerians, honestly, is something that is, you know, something that one cannot fathom, understand. And it is, you know, so bad. There is no other word I can see, but that word bad is very, very bad. If you also look at it again from the other side, you can also blame it on the side of policy, government policy, implementation of policy. Because if the government, you know, has done the right thing from the beginning, from the very first time in October, when the announcement came on that, the Central Bank of Nigeria was, you know, planning to, you know, to resign the currencies and everything, you know, at that point in time, we expected that the right thing ought to have been done. Mm-hmm. And the right thing should have just been, from the very first time you announced that policy in October, there should have been arrangements made to make sure that the banks, from the very first day one, the central bank should have made sure that this currency would be everywhere.
Yeah, but the central bank came out to say severally that they have given commercial banks more than enough money. They've said it so many times. So at this point, where do you think we got it wrong? Is it the attitude of, because it's Nigerians that are in this commercial bank, it's Nigerians that are working everywhere. So where are we getting it wrong?
I think the policy failure is one of it. Okay. Then also the transactional attitude of Nigerians, who will always see opportunities in every government, in every gap, to rip each other off. So it's in our DNA, and it's very, very bad. It's very, very bad. But having known that this is where we are, I think I expected government, especially because at the end of the day, Lillian, no matter what you say, they box up on the table of the regulator, being the CBN. And I can tell you, I don't know whatever homework they did before now, but I can tell you that the implementation of this particular policy has been so haphazard, you know, and it's been just so bad. It hasn't been professionally done. From the way it is going today, you can see today, as I'm talking to you, Lillian, I have not been able to cash any money today. I have gone to almost about 5 different banks today. I cannot even have access to ATM. The ATM are not dispensing money. Okay. To the POS, you cannot have access to money. As I am now, I'm only waiting for someone to come and help me and take me home. I don't have anything in my pocket. You understand? So yeah. Why is it so?
That was John Okoro, a public affairs analyst. So where are the new notes? If the banks are too crowded to give the new notes adequately and are still giving out old notes, lest we forget, the CBN, through the Deputy Director of Currency Operation, Dr. Rukayat Yusuf, in a sensitization in Lokoja, Kogi State, some time ago, said if banks give you old notes, reject them and return them to the banks and report the banks to us immediately for appropriate action. We have given them enough new currency notes to dispense to replace the old ones in circulation. It's not the first time CBN is speaking on its adequate availability of the new Naira notes to Nigerians. So where is the Naira note? My colleague Onyekachukwu Obi went undercover to some banks in the FCT to specifically request for the new Naira note. Well, let's listen to his conversation with the bank officials.
Is it new currency?
How much are you doing?
Like 5,000.
Any of them?
Which one?
Any of them.
Good afternoon. Withdrawal.
You are not paying for it.
Eh?
It's all good.
Which one is? You are not withdrawing, or you are not withdrawing, or you are not giving old money. Let me know the one you are talking about.
No, we are not withdrawing.
And you have old notes. You don't have new notes.
That was my colleague, Onyekachukwu Obi, who went undercover to the banks. The Apex Bank says it has given enough new notes to commercial banks. Commercial banks say they do not have it. And Nigerians are desperately looking for it. So where exactly are the new Naira notes? Well, God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to making this program successful. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprouts.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Adeja. Now, if you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.